was thinking about it, and I was thinking about the guys being here at the camp and learning scripture and enjoying the fellowship that you have with one another, the adults here, and what a great time. And as I got thinking about it, I thought, you know, this is kind of similar to what you will experience throughout your Christian life, at least in this sense. All of the Bible is important, and you need the Bible, and you need to read it throughout your life, and I hope you enjoy it every time you come to it. I think that God has a practice of that now, if you can read well. But there will be throughout your life passages of Scripture that will be really important to you. That's the way it is with Christian people, for instance. One of the sections of Scripture that's really important to many in this room and outside this room are the Psalms. The Psalms are something that God has given to us to express our emotions because they're inspired and they are from God and they serve. Gave us ways to express appropriately what we feel. So that's one of the important sections of Scripture to us. The Ten Commandments is another one of those really important sections of Scripture. If you go to the New Testament, you find sometimes whole books like the Book of Romans, that's a really important section. But the Sermon on the Mount fits in that category. It's a really important part of Scripture that resonates or our Christian people can many Christian people find that they can identify with the Sermon on the Mount because it's a lot of teaching in a short section, and it helps them to digest it. This morning I'm going to be talking to your moms and dads about loving God. Section here that teaches us how we are to love God. And if I were to ask you, and I'm not asking you, so don't get a great answer, if I were to ask you, how does your mom and dad, how do they express their love for one another in ways that you just observe around the house? You might say to me, well, they hug each other a lot, or they hold hands, or when they media, they say close, those kinds of things. Well, God tells us, he says, and Jesus tells us, and the Son of God tells us, if you love the Father, these are some of the things that you'll do. And I'm going to talk to your moms and your dads about some of those things later this morning. But I want to talk to you about something really important. And that something is this. The Bible reminds us, and the Sermon on the Mount reminds us, that we were born outside of this family. And that there was a time when we didn't love God. And where we had to be brought into that loving relationship by God. And you see, that's important because sometimes, like John 1 said, sometimes we think that we are just born into this relationship with God. Well, I have a mom and a dad who believe in Jesus, love Jesus, and so I must be a Christian. Or I was born in the Reformed Presbyterian Church, and that's where I've gone all my life, and therefore I must be a Christian. And we see the Sermon on the Mount tells us that none of those things make us a Christian, but God brings us into that relationship with himself. God, all of those things are very important. God does wonderful, beautiful things. I want you to know. I want you to hear me. It is a privilege for you to be in the family of your name. It's a privilege for you to have moms and dads who find it so important to bring you to places like this where you learn more and concentrate today on the Bible. Those things are vital. It's great that moms and dads take you to church. But those things only make you Christian. In fact, as I said, the Sermon on the Mount tells us that we were outside of this family at one time. We learned that you guys were with me and with us all from that very first time when I said that we were poor in righteousness. We need an upright life, an obedient, a perfectly obedient life to be in this family and So, I want us to not only think a minute about how this is we love God, but I want us to think about the Sermon on the Mount and how it is that we were born outside of this family. Let's just think about that for a minute. And the Sermon on the Mount says, Sermon on the Mount, the world not only teaches us to love God, but it teaches us why it means his saving grace in order to love him and others. And when you think about this, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to the Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to go fairly quickly through this, I'll ask some of this. If you have your Bibles, you can scan them over. I'll try to give you the general idea where I'm at. So, one of the reasons why the Sermon on the Mount tells us that we were born outside of the family is because we've been heard. And you say, Pastor Jim, never heard anyone in my family? And you know, Jesus, he says, the murder is not just something that we do with our hands. He said, murder is something that we do with our hearts. When we're so angry with someone that we would possibly hate that person enough to say, you fool. He says to us, that isn't the same family as murder. And if you have a brother or sister who has not been connected to that. And then he says, that adults sometimes adults wrongly wish that they had another spouse. And then he goes on to say that sometimes we break our vows. We do things after having promised to do them, that we wouldn't do this or we wouldn't do that, then we do exactly the opposite of what we promised. Sometimes revenge forms. Sometimes when people do things to us that hurt us, we want to do something wrong to them. He goes on to say that we do good things for bad reasons. You know, we know what that means, don't we? And you're old enough to know that sometimes you can do something good for wrong bad for a bad reason. Right? Maybe you want something. So you know that if we do something that will make mom and dad find you in favor of mom and dad, they'll do something that you ask. It also tells us that we can be unforgiving. We can hold grudges. We can be unforgiving. You know how that can be young of you are unable to say you're sorry. Maybe brother has done something to you, or sister, or friend, and you know how it feels when they're unwilling to be sorry for what they've done. But sometimes we can do that same way. Sometimes we can build our heaven on earth. Or this particular passage of scripture says that you say to me, well, that's an adult thing. And I want you to know that that's a kid thing, too. And that's a kid thing because sometimes we can love our toys and our video games and the things that we collect so much that they crowd out things that might be better for us to do. I'm not saying we have to stop playing with our toys, but I am saying that maybe if we're playing with our toys and not praying, when our obedience reaches, maybe we need to take some time to do that. We can serve to masters. We can be so involved with Sermon on the Mount says money that we try to serve it and serve God at the same time. That's an impossibility. You remember the Elijah story that we said? You remember the Elijah story in 1 Kings chapter 18? Isn't that a great story? Like on top of the mountain, he's got 450 pounds of bale around him. And he says to the people of Israel, he says to the church at that time, he says, stop wavering between two opinions. If God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. If God commands, stop serving as masters. He says we can also be worried. We can be worried to the extent that we stop trusting God. You know, I think sometimes young people fall into that trap. They worry and worry and worry. And this is a good time in your life to learn about the providence of God, that God hides all things, because sometimes we worry and forget that God is in control. Sometimes we judge others. Sometimes we look at the wrong girls. Sometimes we listen to the wrong people. Sometimes we build our house on the wrong foundation. All of these things are answered on that. And you might say to yourself, if you're tracking along with me, you might say to yourself as a young person, well, if I do all of these things wrong, then how in the world am I ever going to be part of that family? If I wasn't born into that family, if my mom and dad don't make me part of that family. And it's going to the Reformed Presbyterian Church doesn't make me part of that family, even though these are blessings, wonderful blessings that God has given. Then how am I ever going to be part of this family? The answer to that is through Jesus Christ. Because I want you to know something. God knew these things about us. And so he sent Jesus to obey all of these house rules that we've been talking about. And he obeyed them absolutely perfectly. But not only that, when we disobey the rules, punishment needs to come. But not only did Jesus come to obey all these house rules, he also said, when he came, give their punishment to me. And so he took our punishment, the punishment that was meant for us, upon himself. And he's saying, well, okay, Jesus came, but how do I get in to Jesus and so be a part of his family? And the answer to that is easy. It's by believing and being sorry for our sins. We need to be sorry for how we lived, how we not lived rightly before God. But then believe, now let's believe. All right, this is going to be the quiz. Here it is. What is believing? What is faith? It is cat spelled with a K. Yeah, I got rid of it, didn't I? It's cat spelled with a K. I need to know something about Jesus. I need to agree with what I know about Jesus. And then I need to live like I trust what I know and agree with it. So I need to believe, and I need to be sorry, and believe in Jesus, and be sorry for the things that kept me away from Jesus. And that's how we become part of this family. And then we can begin to love God. We can begin to love Him with our whole heart by opening His Word. We can find out what He wants us to do, and then everything. Do that by praying to Him. I mean, they have a wonderful relationship in the world between me and my father and heaven. And that's when genuine love begins to surface in our lives. Okay, so think about that. I'm sure that your teachers will help you chew on that, but let me pray with you before I send you off to be with them. Father in heaven, thank you for making a way for us to be part of your family. And Lord, we pray that these young people who have promised Christ's love to them in their baptism, how they may hear the word of the church week in and week out, how these things will come upon them, used by your Spirit in their lives to draw them to your family. Pray that they will bless them this week. Pray that this will be an important week in their lives. And